been in Blacktown since October last year.
Okay.
I moved from the Lane Cove area.
Right.
I was born in Fairfield many, many years ago, so I'm a Westie girl at heart, but moved back here to house sit for my sister and wonder why the phone wasn't ringing, where normally, you know, it would ring when I was job hunting.
So you moved back here and were looking for a job in the area, were you?
Yeah, I thought, maybe I don't need to do that trek all the way into the CBD anymore.
Yep.
Maybe I could get a job in Parramatta, maybe I could get one in Blacktown.
Yep. So you put out resumes?
All over Sydney, you know, yep. And the phone did not ring. I thought, what's happening? So I was getting a bit desperate because, you know, the money keeps going down. You've got to pay the bills. They keep coming in. You get the phone call saying, you know, where's your payment? So I thought, oh, God, I'll put Mum and Dad's address on the resume, a Epping address. Suddenly the phone starts ringing and I thought to myself, hey, that's discrimination.
That's very interesting.
And I thought, how many other people in the West are going through that same discrimination? And, you know, while I was unemployed, of course, I'd be wandering around, you know, coming up to the library to shoot off more resumes or whatever. And you'd see so many young people wandering around, obviously don't have opportunities. It's not the jobs around here. I mean, I couldn't even get an interview with the job networks here because, oh, we're not taking any more people on, sort of thing.
Because
and I'm sort of thinking, my God, if they can't help me, how can they help the youth of Blacktown?
What made you think to put the Epping address on instead of the Blacktown address? Did you have an inkling that this was what the problem was?
Yeah. I had an inkling. I lived here about 12 years ago with my sister when I divorced, and I had a similar experience. So I thought, oh, here we go again, you know, good old discrimination against the West, you know, and
well, you solved the problem, you got yourself a job.
Yeah, I did.
That is all good.
Yeah, but, you know, it disturbs me to think the West is stigmatised.
Yep.
And
you especially know, for a young person who might be trying to find a job and coming up against it's interesting. And how do you quantify that? I mean, it's very, very interesting. It's really in experiences like yours that confirms that that's out there. But discrimination in the workplace as a result of, you know, a question of where you live. It's a very interesting point. And, you know, I don't know how you measure it, but clearly, anecdotally, people are having that experience. Siobhan's joined us, also a Blacktown resident. Siobhan?
Since 1969.
Fantastic. You know a bit about this experience, this discrimination issue that Sandra was talking about?
I do. When I was growing up here, I went to the locals high schools, and we were told when we were applying for job applications, particularly those people living in Year 10, back in the old days, not to put Blacktown address on, to pretend that you'd forgot to put that address on. Because if you can make it as far as the interview, they'd see quite clearly you're articulate, you're well-spoken, you're well-educated, you're very capable.
You just had to get past
you'd
the
get in. And then when they finally ask, well, where do you live? You'd say, oh, Blacktown. And by then, you've won them over. So
the school was telling you this?
Yes, they were.
Wow, that's amazing.
And a few of us were offended. I can remember being a bit political and a bit offended. What do you mean we can't put Blacktown? But in practice it was a way of beating discrimination before it could start.